Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Dates Vav, Amabez, about the bottom of the page. Welcome to the new parak, three lines up from the bottom. Now we're looking for a source, a makor, that if somebody's somebody non-coined it, it's not going to be good. It's a psul. The avodah will be a psul. The very bishwal tana, asa b'kal v'chomer b'balmum, we learn from kal v'chomer from a balmum. Ma balmum she'ochel, if a kohen who's a balmum, who's able to eat kachi kachim, im avad chilal, if he actually did the avodah in such a state, then he's mechalit, rashi z'chsev mumbo, v'lichal is miktoshi, then beep turn the page. Says anam b'daf, zar she'no ochel, zar is not able to go in to eat it, Rashi says, "Because you catch him, ain't no din shem avad chilul." Then, of course, if he goes in the dizivah, it's going to be mechalal. So, the Gemara went down a raya because malabam mum shekain also bo kariv kemakriv. What you can't compare this idea to the case of someone who's a bal mum, which in reference to this psul, the Torah treats the object that's brought on par with the one who brings it. Right? That is that if you bring, if you have a carbon with a mum, is disqualified. Just like so is a kohen with a mum who goes ahead and he brings it. Rashi says, Hamum postal carbon kiddush postal kohen. But it's not the case to a zar. Says Gemara, Tami uchiach. Yeah, well, Tami will knock that issue out. Why? Because that a kohen whose Tami is going to pass the avoda, that this is something which is not limited to those type of psul that apply to both the actual the person doing it and to the carbon itself. So therefore, the fact that the aspect of the non-Kohen is applicable only to one doing the avoda, not to the one, not to the carbon itself, shouldn't go and knock out, deter it from making it puzzle. Says the Gemara, okay, but Ma'ala Tame Shekeme Tame. Do we know that a Tame, how can you compare it to a Kohen who's Tame, who's, that's a very unique shtickle, because he's going to make other things Tame. Says Gemara, Balmum Yuchich, Balmum will be Muchich that, because our din, it goes back and forth, Lo Yizek, Rizeh, Lo Yizek, Rizeh, Atzad Shava Sheben, what's the Tzad Shava, the commonality between them? She Muzharin, that they are both, Muzhar warned not to do the Avoda, right, the Kohen that's Tame, and the Kohen that is a mum. V'im avdu chila, and they do it to the mechala, afni av yizah, because they're also shum musar, he's also told not to do it, v'im avdu chila is mechala. Minal and the muzar, where do we see that the zar is warned? I mivi nazru. If it's on the pasuk that says they shall separate themselves, right, we said they're talking about the isra against the zar, doing the avoda, chila begufe ksiv bey. Says Rashi, but kal v'chomer, lamali, what do I need a kal v'chomer for? Right, the chilul of the avoda, besides the actual issa, is written in the pasuk itself. It's impossible to say that the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is learning out this idea from this pasuk, because then you wouldn't need to learn it from a kal v'chomer that the avoda is going to be pasuk. Ella, mi v'zar lo yikov aleichem, we learn it out from the pasuk, and a non-kohen shall not approach you, meaning the kohanim. And this is telling those that are zar that now they're going to do the avoda. Since Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is learning it out from this pasuk, we understand that they were forced to come out with a kal v'chomer in order to learn out a psul of the avoda done by a non kohen. Igal Mifrach says, "Go, wait a minute. We can knock that off by saying malas tada shabbosem shekain lo hutru b'bama." Right? We can say that a kohen with a mum and one that's tame, they're not mutter to go to bring on a bama, and the zar shtickle though is not going to be an issue at the bama. Therefore, you can't learn it out. It says Gemara, lo tema tame yochiach, ela ema onin yochiach. In the Chami, so don't say that the tame is yochiach, that but rather say that an onin is going to passel the avoda, is going to teach you that an ankoin is able to go to also passel the avoda. Mala onin, this is Gemara. Hold on a second. Mala onin, you can't aser a meiser. How could you compare it to an onin? We know that they're aser to eat meiser sheni. You have a balmum yochiach. Then, and then back and forth, and that Lori Zikri Zeh, Lori Zikri Zeh. HaTodah Shabbos HaBen Shem Muzharin, they're both warned not to do the Avoda, and if they did it, they passel it. So too also, we're going to say Zar, it's going to be the category, they're going to now also passel the Avoda. He's also warned not to do the Avoda, and therefore we said, if he did it, he's also going to passel it. Says Gemara, but Hochanami Lifroch. Here also, let's go and knock that out. Ma'atel Shabbos Ben Shekain Lo Hutru B'Bama. Say the same thing over there. And that is that the Kohen with the Mum or the Onain, they're not going to be mutter to be at a Bama, but a Zar is mutter to go and do a Voda at their own Bama. Therefore, you can't learn that one from next. Maskif la, Rav Salma b'Reda Rava. Maskif la, Rav Salma b'Reda Rava. Man lema lan da onin asa b'bama. Who says that an onin is asa to do the avoda on a bama? Dilma shariwa, maybe it's much different to do it on a bama. Oh, says Rashi, the gabi onin ksiv hu min ha-mikdash. Very interesting. So, what's the mashmos? That a regular kohen has to stop in the Mikdash if he becomes an onin. And it's dealing with dafka there, so maybe we say a regular kohen who's an onin is also only in the actual Mikdash, but not a bama. So, as a gemara, Rav Mishar Shiamar. Now we have another source to show that if it's done by a non-Kohen, it's going to be no good. Rav Mishar Shiamar asks a Kavachomer Miya, we have a Kavachomer from sitting down. Ma Yoshev Shalachal, we have a Kohen who sits, he can eat from the Karbanot. Imavad Chilel, if he does the Avodah, he's got to be Mechalel it. Zar, right, eating is fine, but not doing the vote like that. Zar shein ochel, you're not allowed to eat the karbanos, and din shem chavad chilo. And for sure, if he was ovid, is going to be mechalit. Knocks out the Gemara with the, hold on 1 second, Mali Yoshev, she came puzzle edus. How could you go into, you're going to try to make this comparison over here? Someone who sits is going to be very unique, and that someone who sits is not able to go and give Eidos can't give testimony, says Rashi, Daminim Mesach Shavuos, Taflam Rebeis, Vamdu Shnei Anoshim Be'edim Akosim Medaber. Therefore, maybe we could say that the psul of somebody who sits is very intense in that it restricts two different things. That is, Eidos and doing the Avoda. But the Zar thing only affects Avoda. Therefore, we can't go and learn out from this idea of the being non-Kohen that's going to passel from somebody who sits. Mi Yoshev Tamil Chacham says, well, okay, so the fact that the Tzar who does the Avoda is going to passel it is learned up from a Tamil Chacham, Yoshev Tamil Chacham. If a Tamil Chacham Kohen who's sitting can eat the Karbon, but he passes the Avoda he does, then a Tzar who can't eat the Kachim Kachim, then Kavachome is going to passel it also. Ma says Gemara, hold on 1 second, but again, Umal Shem Yoshev Shekim Pasaleidos. Same thing we said before. No. Shem Yoshev Lo Parech. Rishasha isn't knocking out the Kalva Chomer by the general idea of somebody who sits. Right? He says that it makes sense to limit the Kalva Chomer's focus to the case with the cut what the Kalva Chomer is dealing with. And what's that? The Talmud Chacham was sitting. And since sitting is not going to pass the Talmud Chacham's Eidos, it's not relevant to tell us that the general category of sitting is going to pass others from being made. The specific category of the Talmud Chacham who sits has no other chumrah in reference to the Tzar, the non-Kohen, and therefore the Tzar's psul can be learned out from that. Vimtim Salomar Parech, and if you want to come and say that the Mishasha would not get this Kal Vachomer, then Asim Yoshev and Michadim Hanach, then we can put two together. We can learn out this Psul of the Tzar from what somebody who sits, and either the Kohen who was a Mum, or what was an Onin, or an Onin, or Tameh. Now, Vyoshev Dekasher Bibama Minalan, where do we learn that somebody who sits, it's a lot of God and do the Avodah by a Bama? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "La'amud l'fnei Hashem l'shar so l'fnei Hashem v'lo l'fnei Bama." It's not in front of Hashem, not in front of a Bama. Therefore, we can go and see the psul of this Kohen who does the avoda while sitting to learn out the psul of a Tzar who does the avoda. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah we said is in Onain. Onain is going to pass the avoda if he does it. Another way we learn it from the Sivu mina mikdash lo yetziv lo yichalo, because it says, and he will not leave the mikdash and will not be mechalo, which is mashma that only the Kohen Gadol can stay to do the avoda if he's an Onain, but not and he won't mess it up. Ha'achar shelo yatzo chilo. But someone else who doesn't go out and he does the avoda is going to passel it. It's going to chal it. Rabbi Elazar, my meacha, he said, from here, hein hikrivu, ani hikrafti. Pardon. This is Moshe Rabbeinu had a conversation with Aaron HaKohen, and this is when Aaron himself was in a state of aninus, Nadav and Avihu had just died, and on that day, the Rosh Chodesh, the Chatas, was burnt and not eaten. And then Moshe and Aaron were speaking. Moshe said, you know, about the burning of the Chatas, what's going on over here? And Aaron said, no, it's good that he did it. And during the course of that conversation, Moshe said some possible reasons for the burning of the Chatas. And now we're seeing that with one of Moshe's suggestions, Aaron's responses. Hey, Nikrivu, Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, was it they who offered it? Of course not, and he crafty. I'm the one who was makrivit. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it wasn't eaten, but it was burnt up. So he suggests that the Chatas had been burned because Elaz and Itamar had done the Avoda after becoming an Onin. And Aaron said back that he was the one who did it, not them. He was the Kohen Gadol, right? And since the Kohen Gadol is mutter to do an Avoda as an Onin, the Psul of the Chatas was not because of the fact that the Onin was done by a Kohanim. But Aaron wanted to say that the Chatas was burned legitimately and other reasons. Bechlal, the Ian who Ikriv, that implies that if the sons would have done it, Shapir is true. Then it makes sense that the Chatas would have been burnt because it's an avod that was done by an Onin. So therefore, it can be learned that from this pasuk that Onain is going to pass the vote that he does. Frankly, however, we lost our time. Elohamer min amikdash lo say. Why is he learned? Why is he learning reading out that the Onain's psul of the avoda is learned that from the pasuk we said before, and he will not leave the sanctuary, he will not profane, right? So he's not going to be mechal, which implies that a regular kohen who becomes the Onain is going to pass it. Amalach say back to miksiv ha acher shelo yotzer chilo. Does it say straight up, but somebody else, a regular Kohen who didn't leave, is going to pass it? No, not, it doesn't say that. Therefore, you can't be learned that from this pasuk that a regular Kohen is going to pass the avoda. Maybe a regular Kohen who does the avoda as an Onin also doesn't invalidate it. The Torah says this din specifically in reference to a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because it may have been argued that while a regular Kohen doesn't pass the avoda, a Kohen Gadol, because of his great status, would invalidate it. And since it can't be proven straight up from this pasuk that a regular Kohen's avoda is invalidated, Elazar learns out from Aaron's response. Now, fact the Gemara of Idach, my time lo amar mehen mikriv. Why the other one not learn that from this pasuk? Kasav mipnei tumen zefer. He says because the chatas was burned, because of the fact that it actually became tame. Totally different discussion. Okay, another source of the fact that an onin is not allowed to actually go and do this is kind of impossible. Got to be possible. Rabbi Shmuel Tani asked a kavachomer from a balmum, learn a kavachomer from a balmum. Uma peep, uma balmum shochel, a kohen with the balmum who can eat these from the carbon. Im over chil if he's oved then he's mechalat. Onin sheino ochel then onin is not allowed to eat from the carbonos. And didn't she have chil? Of course, he's going to mechal. Says we're not a rag. Because the balmum she can also be craven, come a craven. We know he's more chamor, right? The balmum, he's his psul. The Torah says the thing itself is on the same level of the one who offers it, right? And therefore, the aninus, right? If you have a carbon with the mum, it's disqualified, just like the corn with the mum. The part of the aninus is only referencing to the one who offers it and not to the actual carbon itself. Therefore, you can't learn out to the psul of the onin from that of the carbon with the mum. It says, Gemara, but Zayuchiach, Zay should be able to go ahead and remove that stumbling block over here. Because the psul of the avoda is not only limited to those psulim that apply to both the one who brings it and the thing itself. So the fact that the aninus is only to the one who's bringing the avoda, not to the carbon itself, should also not knock it out from passing the avoda. So remember, mal zash kein ein lo takana. How can you compare it to a zar that he has no takana? An onen he can go back to it at one point, but the zar can't. Bal mum yuchiach. So the bal mum should prove that point of chazar din. They're both warned, and Vim of Duchilim, they're over there, Michal. Afani Avionin, so they're going to bring Onin also. Shemuzer is warned, Vim of Duchil, and if he goes and he does it, it's going to be Chil. Hey, Chemuzer, where was he warned? Elim, Mina Mikdash Loyitzi, he says, from the Mikdash not to come out, which is implying that a regular coin can't be in the Heichal, and continue the Avoda, it's in Chil of a Gufik Sivbe. Then this is a Psul, and a Chilil, is written in that very pasuk itself. Therefore, you don't need the kavachomer. Ella me heini krivu. We learn from there because bnei aninus es shafan. They understood that the son of Rabbi Shmuel. They said that the chat was burnt because Aaron ubanav were in aninus and therefore weren't mutter for to actually go ahead and to eat it. You can lemifrach. We can knock that off also. Malatzad shofar shven shekain lo hutter miklalo. It wasn't hutter from the cloud. There's no exception to the general rule assering a Kohen with a Baal Mum or a Zar from doing the Avoda. In reference to an Onin, though, there is an exemption to the general thing, that namely a Kohen Gadol who's mutter to do it while he's in Onin. Therefore, you can't learn out from the Kohen with a Mum and a non-Kohen Onin. Tom Yuchiach. The other ones will say it back for Chazar Din, and we're good. It's Hadash Shabbos Shabbat, Shin Mus Harin. They're all warned not to do the Avoda. If they did the Avoda, then they're passing it. So here also, I'm going to say, and only in the category of someone who's going to pass the Avoda, he's also warned not to do the Avoda. And therefore, it comes out that if he did the Avoda, he's also passed it. I have a lifrach first the Gemara. Why don't we just ask Akasha, Nakarav Matzal, Shabshaman, Shekin, Lohutra, Meklala, and Eitzel, Kohen, Gadol, Bekarm, Yachid. Why don't we say that Tzara Shava of them is that they were in Hutter Meklalan by the Kohen Gadol, by a Karban Yachid, right? There's no Ptor, like an exemption from the general Isser in reference to a Kohen Gadol in the case of your own private Karban Yachid. But there is an exemption to the Isser of a Ninos in reference to the Kohen Gadol in the case of a private one. So therefore you can't go and learn out with the next over here. But the Gemara, Shame Tuma Mia Ishtari. Nonetheless, the category of Tuma is Mutter. In the case of, let's say, Tuma by the Tzibor, because Tuma is such a Tzibor. So therefore, you could learn out you could learn out by the analogy of the psul of an Onin using that of a Tami, because both of them are mutter sometimes, the Onin by a Kohen Gadol, and the Tami in reference to a carbon of the Tzibor. The tzibor is going to be hutra. Tuma tzibor is hutra. And now we have another source, another opinion. The makor of an onain's psul of the avodah of Mesharshia Omar asav kavachomer Yosef kavachomer from Yosef. Uma Yosef shalchel v'kohen who sits again. He's able to eat from the carbon of a chila, but if he did the avodah like that, to be possible. Then owning Shenoch, you can't have a din shem avad chilo. You have a mali Yosef, she can't pasul eidos. Yosef tamil chacham, we can learn that from it. Yosef tamil chacham, merit tamil chacham, who's sitting, is able to go and eat from it, and it's got a pasul the avoda. He performs, then owning it also. Right? And because we know that tamil chacham is allowed to sit when it goes in the testifying, it can't be learned out that this psul is that's the issue. Says the Gemara, but mali shem Yosef, she can't pasul eidos. How can you go ahead and write the general category for somebody who sits, and that one who sits is unfit to testify? It's impossible to learn out the psul of an onin from that of a tamei chacham who sits, because the general category of sitting is more chamor, that it passels those that are not tamei chacham from testifying. Shame Yosef lo parach. Mishasha doesn't knock out this kav chomer because the general category of somebody who sits is more chamor. He said that it's correct to limit the kav chomer to the focus of specific things, situation of the kav chomer dealing with, as the tamei chacham who sits, and since sitting doesn't disqualify a tamei chacham's edus, it's not relevant to consider that the general category of sitting is going to passel others from going and testifying. Yeah, if you want to say that it is parach, asim Yosef and Mechanim and Elch. So let me take two, Yosef and one of the other. Next, onein pasul. If an onein does the avodah, it's going to be pasul. Amar Rava. Lo shanel bekarmi yachad. This whole thing is talking about only when it's onein by his karmi yachad. But bekarmi tzibor meratzeh. If it's karmi tzibor, it totally works. Kavachom mitoma. Learn if kavachom mitoma. Ma toma shel hutcher meklala eitz kohen gadol bekarmi yachad. The kohen gadol is tama. It's not going to be materit. But hutcher eitz al head yos bekarmi tzibor. By head, we do with karmi tzibor. If everyone's tama, then we say it's okay. Anina shel hutcher meklala eitz kohen gadol bekarmi yachad. Then Anina said it is hutcher from the klal by a Kohen Gadol by Karben Yachid, and Udin Shotre Yitzel Kohen Hedyot by Karben Tzibor, so therefore we're good to go. Aninus can't be patterned from the psul in reference to a Kohen Gadol by their own carbon from a Kavachomer. We know that Toma is Hutra Bitzibor by a Kohen Hedyot, but it's Lohitra Eitzel Kohen Gadol by carbon Yachid, then Aninus Shalohitra Eitzel Kohen Hedyot Bitzibor. And Aninus was not motor by a Kohen Hedyot in reference to the carbon Sibor. I know Denshlo to say Eitzel Kohen Gadol by carbon Sibor. Bam, says Gemara. Let's take a look at another Kavachomer. Vhotter Tom Eitzel Kohen Gadol by carbon Yachid by Kavachomer. Let's go ahead and Matir. The tuma of a v'tuter tuma by a kohen gadol by a carbon yachid from kavachomer. Man, you know, shelo hutter is a kohen hedyot by carbon sibor. If a ninus, which is not going to be mutter by a kohen hedyot by a carbon sibor, yeah, tuter is a kohen gadol by carbon yachid. It is going to be patterned from its general psul in reference to kohen gadol by a private carbon and tuma, shehotra yisal koin hedyot b'carbon zibor, which is, and it didn't shehotra yisal koin gadol b'carbon yachid. Oh, beautiful. But now, v'lo tusser tuma yisal koin hedyot b'carbon zibor m'kavachomer. And let it not be that the tuma not be patted from the general rule in reference to a regular coin in the case of a carbon zibor from the following kavachomer. Man, nino, shehotra yisal koin gadol b'carbon yachid. If the idea of aninus, which is patted from the general psul in reference to a kohen gadol by private carbon, loiches a kohen hedyot by carbon sibor, it's not going to be exempted from the general psul in reference to a regular coin of a carbon sibor. The tumah loiches a kohen gadol by carbon yachid, and a din shlotos a kohen hedyot by carbon sibor. Bam. Now a velo tusa aninus for tumah yachid yachid sibor simon. Okay, this is simon to remember all the different shtiklach that we just went through over here. And then we end this off. The Eli Iklamir Fachachi. Beep, turn the pages on an Aleph. It's possible to go ahead and to say, but the Kavachomer, the Iklamir Fachachi, right? And we can knock it off this way, we can knock it off that way. Then we have to come out with Kol Chad V'Chad Atiku V'Duchte. Each one of these psukim that learn at the laws are part of the Kavachomer should remain its place, right? The psukim that teach us these dinim should be understood to apply all the time and should not be modified by any reason for a Kavachomer. Okay, my friends, I'm going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.